Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 53 for Thursday, September 10th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Thursday morning following gains in the vegetable oil market. Malaysian palm oil, European rapeseed futures, and U.S. soy oil were all higher. ICE canola futures were anywhere from $4 to $5 higher, with the most frequently traded November contract up $4.70 at $469.80 per ton. Traders were squaring their positions before the USDA released its monthly supply and demand report on Friday. This has lent canola some support. Reports of frost have been surfacing in parts of Western Canada in recent days, which was bullish for prices. Chinese demand for canola is expected to increase soon, which also added some support. However, the Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which was bearish for prices. U.S. soybeans were higher, which helped to limit the gains. The technical bias remains pointed lower. Soybeans are up 4 cents with the most active November contract checking in at $8.83 a bushel. Traders have begun to position themselves ahead of the release of tomorrow's USDA report. Investors have also begun to exit short positions, in some cases assuming the report will cut production estimates for the soybean crop. However, the advancing U.S. harvest and ideas of reasonable demand helped support prices. Corn was a cent higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.70 per bushel. Corn futures received support from trader positioning ahead of the report. Like soybeans, there are ideas the corn production estimate will be reduced in tomorrow's monthly supply and demand report. China is expected to lower its domestic corn prices, which could reduce the amount of dried distillers' grains that the U.S. exports. U.S. wheat was 4 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $4.77 per bushel. Investor short covering helped boost prices, while a key support level appears to have been triggered with the fresh buying. On the international front, the outlook for global wheat production is on the rise as harvests throughout most of the Northern Hemisphere this year are expected to be larger. However, the strong U.S. dollar and cheap supplies from the Black Sea region were bearish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.